You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
It's not ransomware, but a wiper, and a nasty one too. That's the current take on the Petya variant that's circulating around the world. And how are these three things alike? Shipping, manufacturing, and big law? The Shadow Brokers are back, and WikiLeaks' Vault 7 disgorges what looks like a creepy stalking tool. Other non-Petya ransomware attacks, and officialdom seems to cling bitterly to Windows XP. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Thursday, June 29th, 2017. The Petya pandemic continues, and its story at least has grown more complex. It's picked up at least two new names, Xpyotr from Kaspersky and Nyetya from Cisco. We'll stick with Petya for now, but researchers think that while the current outbreak used code strings from Petya, it's sufficiently different to warrant a new name. Specifically, it now appears to most that what we've been calling Petya really isn't ransomware at all, but rather a wiper masquerading as crypto ransomware. Those few who've paid the ransom seem not to have recovered their files, and indeed there may be no way for them to do so. Not only has the German email service the attackers used to host their payments account suspended that account, they don't want to be party to crime at all, but the victims who paid up got nothing for their Bitcoin. So, as suspected, the goal here probably isn't really money, but disruption and geopolitical throwing one's weight around. These features lead many to conclude that Petya's current instantiation is an act of cyber warfare, not cybercrime. Most observers think it originated with Russia, as Bleeping Computer puts it, the obligatory part where we blame Russia. While the evidence is circumstantial, it's more than reflexive finger-pointing. Russia is engaged in a serious hybrid war against Ukraine. The incident has prompted NATO to announce plans to step up cyber defense cooperation with Ukraine. Microsoft says a malicious update to tax accounting software MEDoc was the initial vector. Since then, researchers at Kaspersky have also found a watering hole attack in a website belonging to the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. A watering hole, of course, is a maliciously crafted website that infects visitors who graze over to it in bovine fashion. This kind of watering hole is a bad thing. Think of the Badwater alkaline pool in Death Valley, not some sort of refreshing oasis for camels or wildebeests. Stay away from Bakhmut, the website we mean. The city itself, we hear, is perfectly nice and even has a big salt mine you can visit that features what the Bakhmut boosters say is the world's largest underground room. At any rate, the effects of the campaign have been particularly heavily felt by manufacturers, logistics companies, and curiously, big law firms. Maersk, the Danish shipping giant, was hard hit. The company has begun its recovery, but port operations continue to be affected. Maersk runs major ports around the world, including facilities not only in Europe, but in Asia and North America as well. One of the North American facilities affected is San Pedro, the port of Los Angeles. Among manufacturers, big pharma company Merck has disclosed that its operations have been disrupted by the campaign. In big law, DLA Piper is among the targets said to have been clobbered. American Lawyer magazine commends DLA Piper for being forthcoming about its experience and says that Piper's not alone. Clients are restive. So what do logistics, manufacturing, and lawyers have in common? The conjecture is unpatched Windows systems, vulnerable to the Eternal Blue exploit this round of Petya Incorporated. Logistics and manufacturing enterprises use hard-to-patch instances of Windows in various ICS applications. Law firms tend to be patching laggards, perhaps because similar complexities present themselves in e-discovery. There was also a little-noticed ransomware outbreak last week. It hit Ukraine pretty exclusively, and it's been completely overshadowed by the news of Petya, but the little-known malware PS Crypt was aggressive and damaging. It seems to have been designed to hit Ukrainian targets only, which is odd, showing a national focus not usually seen in cybercrime. This points, of course, to a Russian hand, either security services or some of those patriotic hackers Mr. Putin has recently praised. So ransomware or wiperware, there are two prudent steps any enterprise should take. First, patch. Second, securely back up your data offline so you can restore operations should an attack get through. Yesterday, two sources of leaks resurfaced. WikiLeaks offers a manual for ELSA from Vault 7. They claim ELSA is a CIA tool for tracking users of Wi-Fi-enabled devices using extended service set data from nearby Wi-Fi networks. This strikes many observers as creepy and vaguely stalkerish, a little like that sleazy Girls Around Me app we heard people talking about a few years ago. And the shadow brokers still speaking their odd and unnatural dialect, which we think we're going to start calling Umrashish, since the lingo needs a name, and flacking their exploit of the month club, promise they're about to name and shame an equation group operator, they're calling him Dr. Person, who's tweeted rudely about them. After taking a bow for Petya, Nyetya, and Expoter, enabled by their eternal blue dump, the brokers get down to business, and their Umrashish is always worth quoting in full. The Shadow Brokers is having special invitation message for Dr. Person. The Shadow Brokers is meeting on Twitter. Dr. Person is writing ugly tweets to the Shadow Brokers, not unusual, but Dr. Person is living in Hawaii and is sounding knowledgeable about the equation group. Then Dr. Person is deleting ugly tweets. Maybe too much drinking and tweeting is very strange. So the Shadow Brokers is doing some digging. The Shadow Brokers is thinking Dr. Person is former equation group developer who built many tools and hacked organization in China. This promises to be a Twitter flame war. The operator in question may have taken up their challenge. In any case, someone has claimed the @DrWolf Twitter handle and says he'll be doxing himself sometime soon. Finally, a few quick notes on things not connected to Petya. South Korean banks are continuing to fight off extortionists, threatening distributed denial of service attacks. Nice availability you got there. Shame if something happened to it. Officials of Her Majesty's government are blaming the Westminster email hack of last week on sloppy and inattentive password practices, so get serious, London. And speaking of London, Computing magazine reports that 18,000 metropolitan police computers are still running Windows XP. Well, you might say, surely some of them have been upgraded. And so they have. Eight. Count them, eight of the Bobby's machines are now running Windows 10. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's it. 8. By the Great Hornspoon. 8.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data.
Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
And I'm pleased to be joined once again by Rick Howard. He's the Chief Security Officer at Palo Alto Networks, and he also heads up Unit 42, which is their threat intel team. Rick, we've talked before about capture the flag competitions, and they're really a great way to test people's skills and get them involved with cybersecurity.
Yeah, and they've actually turned into kind of a, you know, intramural league for, you know, cybersecurity nerds, okay? So instead of going out and playing baseball, we can run these contests, have a little friendly competition, and then have some crowing rights if you do well in these things.
And there's an upcoming competition that you wanted to highlight.
Yeah, we like Capture the Flag for lots of reasons, all right? And you and I have talked before about the well-documented cybersecurity shortage of qualified personnel. And lately, I've come to believe that you don't really need a full-fledged computer science or electrical engineering or some other technical degree to get a start in this field. You know, at the tier one level, at the entry level, it is enough that you have a basic understanding of networks and computers, a bit of skill in scripting language of your choice, maybe a cursory understanding of the adversary attack lifecycle, and maybe finally a certificate from a vendor saying you're qualified to maintain one of their boxes, like, you know, a firewall or a SIEM or something like that, right? But I will tell you, though, that's a good way to get into the system, right? And the one question I ask everybody, okay, when it comes interviewing with me for a job is, what are you running at your house? Because if the applicant is not running a Linux machine that she built herself, then she's not smart enough or curious enough for me to work for me. I mean, you know, at this point, we're looking for people who are not afraid to get their hands dirty, to learn on their own and to solve problems, you know, without a lot of guidance from the leadership team. And so that's what Capture the Flag helps us do. We can hone our skills with it. It's a place they can go and try out those things. We just finished our own internal Capture Flag contest last month for our own internal security teams and intelligence teams. It was a big hit. We also sponsored a contest at the University of Alabama at Birmingham this past February, designed to encourage women and minority Alabama high school students to consider cybersecurity as a potential field of study as they matriculate to college. But what we're doing right now is hosting a worldwide online Capture the Flag contest for anybody that thinks they might like to dip their toes into the cybersecurity space, or even for the seasoned veterans who want to test their skills. Now, this thing is called Labyrinth, and it's running continuously until 23 July at 4 p.m. All right, and the best news is that we're offering several cash prizes totaling some $32,000. So participants will attempt to solve cyber puzzles designed for newbies and, you know, seasoned practitioners. So I think it is one of the great ways that we can enhance our education in the field and kind of bring everybody together and, you know, talk about cybersecurity. These challenges bring amazing learning opportunities together across all levels. And our goal here is to drive threat intelligence education by sharing challenges based on the daily life of the Palo Alto Networks engineers. So that's what we're trying to do. So tell everybody, David, we're having the big contest. It's online right now, and we want to see how well you do.
All right, check it out. It's called the Labyrinth Capture the Flag Challenge. Check it out at Palo Alto Networks. All right, Rick, thanks so much for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta,
Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.